Heavily armed men pulled off a heist near Paris yesterday. There were no Impressionist masterpieces or rare jewels involved. Instead, the robbers hit a Saudi prince's motorcade that was loaded with cash and sensitive documents. We just had to call up the Paris-based reporter for the Telegraph newspaper to get more details. Henry Samuel, how did this heist go down and where did it happen?
Well, it happened on Sunday night. A convoy of 13 vehicles left one of Paris's chic hotels, the Georges V, and then moved to the north of Paris, where it was about to take the motorway to go to an airport called Le Bourget. And in a place called La Chapelle, just on the outskirts, the convoy was stopped by two BMWs. And a commando of around eight men jumped out, some of them wielding Kalashnikovs, and they went straight for one of the vehicles, a utility vehicle, and they drove off with its three occupants inside. And they certainly knew what they were doing, because inside was €250,000 in cash and what police are calling perhaps sensitive documents. And there's been absolutely no trace of the assailants. No one was actually hurt. So absolute mystery here.
So, as you say, I mean, they got some cash. Wasn't insignificant, about $250,000. But more intriguing are those documents you were talking about.
At this stage, we don't know a lot. I mean, yes, the police did use the word potentially sensitive documents because they came from the embassy. But it doesn't look like the Saudis are giving a lot of information, certainly not to the press. So I think at the moment, not a lot of information on just how sensitive they are. But clearly these people knew exactly what they were doing, what they were looking for. Was it a kind of contract attack to get these particular documents, or was it a contract to get the money, or both? Difficult to say at this stage. What happened is two of the cars were eventually found in a village outside of Paris, burnt down. There were a few documents in Arab that hadn't burned, and also a few 500 euro notes. I don't know if that's going to help police at all, but that's all they've got to go on for the moment.
Yeah, I mean, the big question is, what were they after, the money or the documents, as you say? You know, the Saudis had not gotten their convoy onto the motorway, as you said. That means they were basically at Porte de la Chapelle, which is essentially inside the city limits of Paris. That's got to be kind of unnerving for the residents of the city.
Well, it's only about 10 minutes from my door, I can tell you. Yeah. It's in the northeast of Paris. As you say, it's right. There's the périphérique, which is the ring road. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, in a way, it's scary, but it's so targeted that, you know, it's not as if they're spraying bullets around. They really knew exactly what they're doing. But yet, it is kind of worrying to know that there are weapons of war going around, you know, in the City of Light. And, you know, there have been other cases. I mean, there's another one in 2010, thieves carrying heavy weapons. They managed to stop the daughter of the mayor of Kiev at the time, and they got €4.5 million of worth of jewelry off her. So increasingly, it seems that the police are rather powerless to prevent these kind of surgical strikes on very rich individuals like this. Obviously, it's rather embarrassing, you know, for the security forces in Paris.
Yeah.
They obviously want to welcome rich individuals.
Yes, indeed. Henry Samuel with the Telegraph newspaper in Paris. Thanks for your time.
Thanks.
This is The World on PRI, Public Radio International.